Shalom to all. Today we're going to discuss Kalim Perek Dalin Mishnah Mishnah Dalin. And today's Mishnah is being learned because of Rabbi Rachel Shishi Zecher Avon Yosef Gagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we just learned at the end of the previous Mishnah that a Gistera, a piece that had broken off of a Kli Cheres, so we already know from earlier Mishnayos that it was able to hold a certain amount, still able to Mekabel Toma. However, what we had just learned was that if now that piece itself is not able to be used for 100% of its new usage, for example, it got some cracks in it and it's not able to hold liquid, it could hold solids but not liquid, so it's already not considered a Kli anymore because anyway, it's a broken piece from a main Kli, and therefore we say it's not usable anymore. So we've already discussed this. Is we Gistra, what would give a piece the status of a Gistra that it's considered now a broken piece? And if it even gets a little bit of a crack that liquid's going to leak out of it, it can't be Mekabel Toma anymore. So here's a big Chedesh. Kol Shenitlu Azneha, even if just the handle was broken off. For example, you have a big barrel that's perfectly fine, there's no cracks in it, and all that happened is that the handle broke off of it. So now it's challenging. You're not able to carry this barrel around with ease because, again, it doesn't have a handle. That barrel is now considered a Gistra. It's still even Mekabel Toma because you are able to use it. However, if it even develops a few cracks that you're not going to be able to put liquid in it, even though, again, it could still be used for solids, doesn't make a difference. It's not able to be Mekabel Toma anymore. Now we have a more complicated case. Imagine we have a large barrel, and let's just say it's 12 inches tall, and the bottom 6 inches are perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with them. However, someone took a hammer and smashed the top part of it. So now the upper 6 inches have a bunch of cracks in them. Some pieces are even knocked off, and that means that all the way at the top, let's say the top 3 inches, have all these jagged edges. So there's 3 different parts of this Kli. The bottom 6 inches, then we have another 3 inches that just have cracks in them, and the top 3 inches of the Kli, we have a few sharp jagged pieces sticking out. So that's what the Mishnah tells us now. Hayu bachi du demyaitzim. Let's say it has these sharp pieces sticking up, but this is in that middle section of 3 inches. So kol mekabel ima bezesim, any part of that Kli, which the holes are still small enough that they could hold olives, meaning if you would fill the bottom 6 inches of the barrel up with olives, let's say, and then you fill up another 3 inches with more olives, and they're not going to escape out the holes, so it's able to be mekabel zesim, metame b'maga. That section is going to become tame if someone touches it, or if it was tame already, that food's going to become tame. Ukenegda, and corresponding to that area of the Kli, metame ba'avir, it's metame even in its airspace, and that's because it's still considered 100% part of the main Kli Cheres of the bottom 6 inches. That's because the holes are not large enough to let an olive out. However, v'chol she'ein mekabel ima bezesim, any part of it which is not able to hold olives, meaning that would be the top 3 inches in our example, where there's just a few sharp jagged edges, but if you were to continue filling up this barrel with olives, they would just roll out the top 3 inches because the holes are too big. So then, metame b'maga, that section is metame b'maga because it's just considered an extension of the bottom part. However, v'ein connected metame b'avir, the corresponding area to that part of the Kli is not metame b'avir because it's not considered part of the main Kli Cheres. It's really just considered an extension of it, so it's not metame b'avir. We have another situation. Let's say it was leaning on its side. For example, we had a jug or a flask that got cracked in half. Now it's leaning on its side and it's shaped like a katedra. Now, katedra is basically some sort of chair or wagon-like thing that women used to sit in. It had 2 sides, one on the right and one on the left, and then there was the back that they would lean against, which was pretty high. Think like a really cool armchair or perhaps the way that a throne looks. So it has 2 sides, one in the back, and then the front is open, and that's the way that this Kli looks when it's laying down on its side. Because the bottom of the Kli is actually the most full part, that's sticking all the way up, that's like the back, and then the rounded sides of the Kli are on the right and the left, and then the top of the Kli is open in the front. So in this situation, kol mekabel ima bezesim time mago uchenegim time ba'avir, any area of this Kli that you're able to fill with olives and the olives won't fall out, it could still hold them. So that's metame not only b'maga, but also corresponds to that area is metame ba'avir, because that's considered a regular Kli Cheres. Whereas v'chol she'ein mekabel ima bezesim, any area that if you would put olives in it, they would fall out, metame b'maga, it's only metame b'maga, v'ein connected metame ba'avir, and corresponding to that area is not metame in the airspace. Now we have one more case, shulei karpayos v'shulei kaisim hatzidonim, the bottoms of these types of Klis, karpayos and tzidonim, they're called this because they come from these areas. So afal pi she'ein mechayim leishev shulei musmachin, even though they're not able to sit on their own without being supported, to maim they start even kabel toma shel kach nas mitchilason, that's how they were originally made. There's actually interesting types of cooking kalim that have a pointy bottom that you can't just put on the floor. You have to put it in some sort of holder. Still, it can be kabel toma, even though it can't stand on its own, because that's the way it was designed in the first place. It's meant to be placed on some sort of tripod or holder, and therefore it could still be mekabel toma. Moving on to Mishnah Dalet, Kli Cheres sheyesh lo shalosh sfayos. We have a regular Kli Cheres that has 3 lips or rims around it. I mean, you have the round bowl on the bottom, and then it narrows at the top for the mouth, and then right by the mouth, it widens outwards, kind of like a flower opening up, and it has 3 different rims, a wide one, medium size, and then a narrow one. Now, the Mishnah is going to describe how sometimes the outermost rim was the highest, and the other 2 were lower down inside. Sometimes the middle of the 3 was the highest, and sometimes sometimes the inner one was the highest and the tallest. Here's the first one. Hapnimis Adefes, if the innermost one is higher than the other two, and then Tumah goes into that one, so Akal Tahar, everything's Tahar over here, because the inner one is higher than the other two ones. So only the inner one is considered to be Tameh, the other ones aren't, because it didn't go into their airspace. Now the other extreme is Hachitzonai Adefes. Let's say the outermost rim is the highest, it's the tallest, and the Tumah goes into the airspace of the outer one, Hakal Tameh, so everything's going to be Tameh, because the moment it went to the airspace of the outer one, since that one's higher than everything, that means Mamela, that it went to the airspace of the other ones, so everything's Tameh here. Whereas on Emtsoyosai Defes, let's say the middle of the three rims, that's the tallest one, and Tumah goes into the airspace of that, Mimen V'lefnim Tameh, Umimen V'lechutz Tahar, whatever's inside of it is Tameh, whatever's outside of it is Tahar. Now what about Hayu Shavois? Let's say all three of these rims were the same height, and Tumah went inside, so Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he tells us, Chalken Emtsoyos, we divide that middle section, whereas V'chamer say, Al Kol Tahar, everything's going to be Tahar. Now the Mishnah concludes with an important din regarding all Klei Cheres, and we have mentioned this previously, but here the Mishnah is speaking it out Beferosh. Klei Cheres Me'imas HaMekabel Tumah, when is it that Klei Cheres are Mekabel Tumah? When is it that a Kli has the ability to be Mekabel Tumah? Mishit Sarfu B'Kivshon, once it gets fired up in the Kivshon, in the kiln, K-I-L-N, this was the special oven that was heated to an extremely high heat, which hardened and strengthened the clay that was put into it. So once it goes into the Kivshon and it comes out, V'hi Gemar Melachton, that's his Gemar Melacha, then it's considered a fully finished Kli, and only then it can be Mekabel Tumah. But if it's still in its original form, it was shaped into a Kli, it looks nice, but it's still fresh clay that wasn't baked yet, so then it can't be Mekabel Tumah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow continuing to discuss this, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.